A ho.
And a ho.
And a ho, ho, ho.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Br-ra-ra-ra-rip. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, what a way to get going, jingling all the way. Well, of
couldn't be Christmas without Bing, could it, really? Say,
not really, no. And funnily enough, I was playing it, and I think it's actually on the Manx Radio playlist, or at least for Christmas
what?
It is. White Christmas.
White Christmas. White again, Christmas. Another absolute classic.
I had it only last night on the festive Sweet and Swing, and we had a little bit of Bing with White Christmas.
Well, you'd be crackers not to, wouldn't you, frankly?
Yeah, but, thank you. Thank but you
there,
very
there,
much.
I thought I could pull them in sooner than later. And now that we've all replete, settling down in the chair, you've stood on lots of things that went crunch, but you haven't turned round to look behind you to see what they are.
Speaking of things that go crunch.
Ah, things that go crunch indeed. Yeah, what have we got here? Yeah. Well,
this it is, of course, the traditional Cane Christmas Jazz Party. Ah. That has been traditional for, I don't know, how many years now? Years.
Yeah, started with Dad a long many years ago, and we've always had extremely crunchy hula hoops.
And a bottle of
sherry.
So, yeah, I mean, you can't have Christmas without sherry, can you? So a small sherry never goes amiss. Manthanilla in this case, which is one of my favourites in any case, but, you know, other sherries are available. And it just sort of shouts sherry, it shouts Christmas to me, a nice glass of sherry. I really enjoy it. I never think of drinking sherry at any other time of year for some reason.
Unless you've run out of gin, of course.
Well, maybe that's the case. Anyway, what a great way to get going. Here's a, as we're just getting the sherry going, I'll just have a sample of that. And something a little softer, perhaps, but rather nice. And I spotted this the other day. I know you're looking at it as well. It's Vince Guaraldi. And, yeah, you know, he of the wonderful moustache, the most spectacular moustache in jazz, I reckon, the old moustache of Vince Guaraldi. They sort of went up a bit like, what's his
Salvador
name?
Salvador
Dali. Dali, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't know who based whom on
Excuse
whom.
Excuse me, yeah.
Actually, you've got a pretty good one. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. a fine Vince Guaraldi moustache on Mr. Kane Sr. there as well. Lovely. But anyway, he did, as you might recall, the wonderful Peanuts and Charlie Brown ones, including a Charlie Brown Christmas. And that's from this album, I think. O Tannenbaum. He could swing pretty much anything, including a green tree, it seems.
Thank you.
start off in his prime there. That's a bit of a sad ending, isn't it? Vince Guaraldi and his trio, O Tannenbaum. Lovely track. And if you've never heard any of his albums, I mean, some of the Peanuts ones, but lots of other albums he did as well. Black Orpheus jumps to mind. But I remember hearing him originally when I first started watching those wonderful Peanuts cartoons, which were beautifully animated, and he did the soundtrack to them, and it just fitted so well. It's great, and there's at least two or three albums worth of those you can pick up or probably find online or download or whatever your fancy is, one way or another, and they're all well worth checking out. Some real lovely swinging jazz trio piano playing.
Not to mention, in fact, a release which I was going to play this evening, but as you played that, I won't bother now, which was 50 years, can you believe it, of Peanuts jazz, with a lot of modern contributors on it, but still featuring Vince Guaraldi himself as well. But, you know, you're probably all buzzing after a long, full afternoon of lunching and drinking, perhaps over-imbibing a little bit, and I felt buzzing around the house the other day, and amazingly, showing how cold it hasn't really been, it was a bee. Thankfully, not a yellow jacket, but these are the yellow jackets.
Now that swings along rather nicely under its own momentum, doesn't it? God rest ye merry gentlemen, given a good jazzy twist
from the Yellow Jackets, who've been going they've been over nearly 40 years themselves, haven't they? They've been around.
You know what? I've never been. We saw them live years ago, and I've never sort of been massive on the Yellow Jackets per se. I have to say that's very good. And I saw them. I thought they could all obviously play, but I thought, well, I don't know. But yeah, that in itself really enjoyable.
I think if you dig into a few of the albums, you'll find they may be better than you expect them to be, too. It's just something that's bypassed our radar because they seemed a little commercial, perhaps. But,
yeah, possibly.
But maybe no harm in that.
Possibly. You are listening to the Jazz Christmas Special here on the Manx Radio. Brother Chris and myself.
Mince pie.
Yes, with a bottle of sherry, some mince pies, some hula hoops, some satsumas, and what's this? Marks and Spencer's roast beef and onion. Other flavours are available. And also, we've got this gentleman coming up as well. Yes, we were thinking, just talking about that, listening to the end of the Yellow Jackets. I was thinking White Christmas again then. And thinking of Laurel and Hardy. Whenever I see or we think about Paul Whiteman, we always think of Laurel and Hardy. Anyway, let's have Paul Whiteman first. He's having Christmas night in Harlem.
You were saying fatty well to Harlem.
I done been wise, Gwine, and I ain't Gwine there no more.
You sure come back at the right time. It's Christmas up here.
What do you mean up here? It's Christmas everywhere.
Yeah, but it ain't no Christmas like Christmas in Harlem.
No. Every gal strutting with her bow, through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. Christmas night in Harlem.
Black and tan feeling mighty good. In that old colored neighborhood. Here and now, be it understood, Christmas night in Harlem.
Everyone is gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone will be all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Come on now, every cold black Joe, greet your sweet neath the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho, Christmas night in Harlem.
Hee-hee, man! Dog, what did Santa Claus leave in your stocking?
Let me see, there's an orange, a jar of kink out, and man, look at that slide trombone, ain't it pretty?
Yeah, but it might not sound so pretty. Let me hear you toot it.
Mr. Mercer, I'm glad to be back in this festivity.
Ah, you said it, Mr. T. It's Christmas night in Harlem.
When it's Christmas night in Harlem,
man, you drew the bipful.
Wonderful stuff indeed. The fantastic Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, recorded quite a long time ago, it has to be said. And who was he referring to when he said the wonderful "You, Mr. T"? Jack Teagarden, none other, on the slide trombone. Back in 1946.
1946, before even you were born, that one.
Yeah, oh, thank you for that.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. It is terrific. And yes, Paul Whiteman, he sort of, if you look in the books, he sort of divides people. Some think he was a sort of saviour of jazz, and other people sort of think he rather commercialised it and wasn't good. Either way, I think he generally comes out of it pretty well and certainly did keep things going. And of course, I think it was he who was behind Rhapsody in Blue, I think, commissioned or did the first performance, if memory serves correct, as well.
And certainly Jack Teagarden doesn't come out of things badly either, does he?
Yeah, wonderful stuff. And he does indeed look remarkably like Oliver Hardy. This one's got a coming up next.
The Oliver Hardy we're referring to, of course, is Below Zero. If you haven't seen it, yes, this Christmas, dig it out, where they're playing in the street in deep snow and they're singing in the good old summertime, double bass accompanied by barrel organ. And a lady leans out the window and goes, "Cooey, Mr. Whiteman." "Yes, ma'am. How much do you boys earn a street?" "Well, about 50 cents. "Well, there's a dollar. Move down a couple of streets." Fantastic stuff.
You know what? You don't see it. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw that anywhere.
They used to be on all the time, didn't they? The Laurel and Hardy
Even with
shorts.
4,000 different channels to choose from, and maybe I'm missing the right channel.
No, they're all showing the same game show, unfortunately.
Yeah, they all seem lots of reality and game. And the old classics, Will Hay and Laurel and Hardy.
The Marx Brothers, again.
They don't seem to crop up. They used to be on, you know, knocking around every Christmas. And now you've got all these channels all showing the same rubbish. And some of the classics like that, which you'd have thought are out of copyright and they could play them, whatever, you don't see them at all. Very
disappointing. Of classics, what are we playing next?
Well, speaking of classics, right, there's a fine line on this. I'll read what it says on the box. And I'll tell you it is afterwards. "Make your next holiday party a festive one with the sounds of swinging solo piano. All of your favourite Yuletide songs are here, spiked with the unmistakable swing of the legendary pianist Dave McKenna." There we go. "An essential ingredient, even if the eggnog isn't." What's wrong with eggnog? "It's the recipe for a happening holiday." Happening it is. Although a little bit more slowly, as we're off to that little town of Bethlehem. Oh, yes, very nice indeed. Dave McKenna, solo piano in 2000, and a lovely sound on that. You might have got two for the price of one there. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem is how he started off and then segued seamlessly into Mary's Little Boy Child. Very nice indeed, a tasteful one, that Christmas party holiday piano spiked with swing, which reminds me of a little bit more sherry.
Very good indeed. Now, one of the pieces of poetry I always like, traditional for Christmas Eve, if you missed it, was 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Well, there was a rather jazzier version, originally penned as a poem back in 1954, and here it is with Sweet Daddy Low, the Bebop Santa Claus.
Was the black before Christmas, and all through the dawn, the scene was deserted but for old Pops and Mom. There they sat hung in their big easy chair, goofed on eggnog, sherry, and beer. Sis and little Junior lay snoozing in bed, while visions of rap tracks danced in their heads. Moms jumped up and said, "Pops, let's quit at the bed. We can't let Santa dig us with our eyes all red." Then out on the stoop, ooh-wee, such a clatter, Pops split to the porthole to see what's the matter. His heart did the jumps and he fell straight back when his glimmers fell on a red Cadillac. Stashed in front was a cat cool as any, with a red beaver hat and a red cashmere Benny. His ground pads were suede shoes, and his red tweed vine cost heavy dues. He wore a red on red shirt and a white mink tie, some crazy rim glasses that covered one eye. Old Pop's peepers grew large, round and white, as he dug this crazy vista on Christmas Eve night. The cat leaped from his short, and he lay down his sack. He began wailing like mad, the cool Applejack. Then up to the rooftops the Cadillac flew, and the cat in red followed on through. Pops was wigged behind this crazy scene, and before he was straight, down came the cat right through the chimney grate. A bag of jive he had on his back as he stood digging Pop, who was blowing his stack. His eyeballs were hid behind some cool black shades. When Pops dug this action, he knew this cat was made. A king-size cigarette hung from his chops as he eased up close and sounded on Pops. "I'm the Bebop Santa from the cool North Pole, and I've been down since the days of old. I'm known all over from here to eternity, and a stud's mighty square if he don't dig me. So cast thy peepers into my righteous bag and see what insane object I shall lay upon thee. Here's a record by Diz, cut when he was two, a real boss arrangement of Ooliaku. For Mom's a mink outfit, Chanel number 5, and for you little kitties, my new book on jive. So that's it, Pops, Santa did shout. Then he buttoned his cashmere and quickly cut out. Poor Pops was wiggin' and was out of his head to dig this wild character who wore all the red. He ran to the table to cop him a drink, to quiet his nerves and to help him to think. Just then from below he heard a voice shout, Have a crazy cool Christmas, but don't get knocked out. Solid.
He's got a point, hasn't he, really? I love that line. He was out hoofing with the cats till way beyond night noon.
I rather like that, the last line. Solid, solid. Marvellous stuff.
1954, that was written, apparently.
Classic. And who was it again? Big Daddy...
That was Big Daddy Lowe's rendition there.
Big Daddy Lowe, yeah. Sadly, we haven't got Big Daddy with us anymore, so it's just a Chris and H with you for the Kane Christmas party. We still have the... I'll have a mince pie, actually. Yeah, I will have a mince pie. And I don't know what this one is. I'm just going to play it and see. Will I have this? It sounds... It'll be swing, it'll be jazzy, it'll be Christmas. Happy Christmas to one and all.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, it sounded like Duke to start off.
But the wonderful Wynton it was.
But it was, in fact, the wonderful Wynton. As you say, Wynton Marsalis, the man who seemingly can play, well, anything really. And, yeah, he was one of the young Turks, but of course you forget now he's now one of the old Turks. Realistically, it has to be said. I don't know what age he is, but I mean, he came to prominence, I think, back in the 80s, it would be, early 80s, with Art Blakey. Who else? Art Blakey sort of, he had anyone who was anyone going through his band at some stage or other, Art Blakey. Lord knows how many of the main jazzers now went through the messengers. Even the likes of Keith Jarrett, who sadly, he's pretty much retired now. I think he's more or less said he doubts if he'll play again, which is very sad. And of course, the trio with Gary Peacock having gone in the last 12 months or so, the Standards trio isn't going to be playing anymore. But I don't think anything
Wynton,
else.
It has to be said, still is. He's still 60... heads up the Moss. He's 60, just 60.
60.
Heads up the Marciac Jazz Festival every year, where he also runs a workshop for young jazz musicians every year. He teaches, it goes to Banff, of course, in New York. He's regularly stays there and runs big bands and schools. A fantastic player.
Now then, here's a question for you. Have you got a nutcracker?
Sweet. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Lovely stuff. The Classical Jazz Quartet, or the CJQ as they were known, following very much in the footsteps of their obvious forebears, the Modern Jazz Quartet, put together, written and arranged by Bob Belden, and featuring some pretty top names, really. Kenny Barron at the piano, Stephen Harris, young vibraphonist, I say young, he's in his late 50s, I think, Ron Carter at the bass, and Lewis Nash at the drums. They did three or four albums. They did one which was Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, another one playing Bach, another one playing Rachmaninoff, and this Christmas release was put together with bits of all of them, plus an additional dose of Handel that hadn't been recorded anywhere else, but very nice indeed.
Swinging, as they say. Swinging. Wonderful stuff. I don't know whether this next one's swinging. We can't have Christmas, or we could never have Christmas when we were young, without this lady, Teresa Brewer. Not to everyone's taste, we play...
Time to get up!
You got it in one. It was always on the record player. It heralded the income of Christmas when we were very small. I played a little bit last night on Sweet and Swing. And yes, time to get up. It's just got to be done. I'm sorry, it's got to be done. And I'm going to do it.
Time to get up! Time to get up! Get up, Teresa! Time to get up!
It's 7 o'clock already. It really is time to get up.
Wake up, Kathy.
Yes, Mommy.
Wake up, Susie.
Yes, Mommy.
Wake up, Megan.
Yes, Mommy.
Today's a very special day. It's the day before Christmas, and we have to get off to a good start.
Are you ready? Yes? Well, 1, 2, 3, let's go. Take a step in the right direction. Wake up with a great big grin. Say hiya, Mr. Sunshine. So glad that you dropped in. Take a step in the right direction. Scrub up with a bubbly tune. Eat breakfast rolls of laughter and happiness with a spoon. Give a whistle while you walk along the avenue. Hocus pocus domino, 'cause the world will whistle too. Take a step in the right direction. A smile is the way to start. One step in the right direction, and you'll walk with a happy heart. Along the avenue, and hocus pocus domino, 'cause the world will whistle too. Take a step in the right direction. A smile is the way to start. One step in the right direction, and you walk with a happy heart.
With a happy, yes. You know what? I know it's cheesy. I know it's American. She was a great singer, though. She had a great voice, old Teresa. And
Teresa, you know, was
popular.
One of the most prolific female vocal artists of the 1950s in the States. Born in Toledo, over 600 songs to her name, several jazz albums, country and western, rhythm and blues, and indeed family albums. They were a big thing, weren't they? Bing used to have his television program
all
the kids on.
All that sort of American family oriented.
Andy Williams
stuff.
Did the same thing again, did he?
Well, I mean, it was all sort of slightly make-believe. As we know, Bing in real life didn't necessarily have the...
There's another song called Make-Believe on that album, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's just that image they like to create, and still do to a large degree, I think, in the States. And you know what? It's all very wholesome looking. At least we can aim for it.
Came as a gift to Mum from her pen pal in Canada. And we played it to death when we were kids, and my kids request it as the first thing whenever we're putting the Christmas tree up every year.
Marvellous, yeah. Well, that's what I always think, and genuinely I meant that. You know, that's when Christmas was starting. We'd get the decorations up whenever Mum and Dad would say, yeah, yeah, come on then, we'll do the decorations. Dad would put some records on, and that would be amongst it. There'd be Perry, there'd be Bing, and there'd be Teresa Brewer singing as we put the decorations up, and you knew Christmas was on its way. Marvellous stuff. Thinking about, I was looking at birthday boys. I was wondering how many jazzers might have birthday boys, or might be birthday boys or girls on Christmas Day. So far, I've noticed the two Dons, Don Pullen and also Don Elias, the sax man, are both percussionist, I should say, are both Christmas Day babies. Also, perhaps more famously than those two, a little bit earlier on, Cab Calloway.
Ah.
Cab Calloway, a Christmas Day jazz man.
But if you look out the window, well, it may not be, but it could be a winter wonderland.
terrific stuff. This was one from this year, in fact, the Odgier Berg Trio, with his take on Silent Night, Stille Nacht. All taken at a lovely slow tempo to slow things down as you perhaps sit down to digest your mince pies. Who knows?
A nice warming glass of something, the embers in the fire die down, and the house goes back to peace and quiet. Before that, we had Gabriel Lachin, a name on the London scene, often found at Ronnie's in the House Band, very up-and-coming young pianist with Winter Wonderland. And what better way to leave us with a reminder of what Christmas is really about? A Child is Born, the immaculate playing of Oscar Peterson. See you next year, in fact.
Next year, more jazz. Stay healthy, whatever you do, and we look forward to your company on Jumping In.
Merry Christmas.